This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Live and local, it's the Guru and Zachariah on 95.7 The Game.
Yes, sir! You heard the man, Daryl the Guru Johnson. Zachariah, 95.7 The Game. 1 hour in the books. Three more to go before the Warriors warm up at 4 o'clock. How are you, my friend? The rain looked like it stopped.
I'm a little irritated.
What's
going on? I know we're a show of accountability. I need a flag on me.
Okay. Flag on Guru. Look at that.
Throw two.
Throw two. Throwing two flags on himself. Yeah, look at that.
So, you know, I have friends outside of you.
Okay.
And they text me while I'm on air sometimes. And they think they're experts.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought Pachulia, which I got from my buddy Gerard, who coaches college basketball.
Uh-huh.
He goes, he played for the Celtics, and like a dumbass, I blurted out without fact-checking.
Uh-huh.
Come to find out, he didn't. He played for Milwaukee, and Gerard's response after I cussed him out on text, I knew it was a team in green, so I apologize for saying Pachulia.
Oh, my God.
Well, hey,
throw one more for me.
Hey.
One more, Wes.
So somebody put the... Yeah.
First, you looked like, did he play? You didn't trust it.
First of all, kudos to you for taking accountability. I did not think that he had, but you said it with so much confidence that I didn't want to correct you or be wrong.
I saw your
so
face.
So I sat in the cut. Oh, man. Anyways, good way to start the second hour. We will speak with Mark Purdy Bird. Remember we tried to do that intro. He didn't like it too much. Sports columnist for Bang. He will be live from California Memorial Stadium. We'll talk to him at 1:30. So all you people out there, that's right, you people that say that we don't talk college football, well, now's your chance to get in and talk some college football, because I'm going to give you a little breakdown of today's game, all right? 888-957-9570. Also, in light of Cal Stanford, which is a very big rivalry, what are sports' biggest rivalries? 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570. The PenskeAutoSales.com text line is 95795, and you can tweet at us. I'm at Zach Sports, ZAK Sports. He's at Triple D Guru, DDDGURU. When I tell you sports rivalry, Guru, is there one? I mean, you can list more than that, but is there one that you rank above all of them?
Yes.
What's
and
that?
This one bothers me because it's on TV all the damn time. But it's Yankees-Red Sox.
Yeah.
It's Yankees-Red Sox. I was going to say Cowboys-Redskins, Raider-Broncos, but nah, it's Yankees-Red Sox.
Yeah, I think, I mean, look, there's a lot of good ones. And this doesn't just have to be teams. This could be people, too. Like, you know, if you think Muhammad Ali, Joe Frazier.
Man, he's got everybody.
Yeah.
Norton. Go ahead, yeah.
So we're not just going to limit this to teams. It can be players as well. But I think you're right. I think ultimately if you're a sports fan and I say that to you, the first thing you think of is Red Sox. I mean, I hate to agree with you. It'd be probably better radio if we disagreed, but you know, damn it.
Was that yours?
When I agree, I mean, yeah, I think it would probably be the majority of the people.
And the networks think so because they're on every time they play. Which,
well, that's also East Coast bias, but
well,
yeah. But yeah. And I think that, It's just one of those age old. You have the Babe Ruth thing, and you know, I mean, there's so many different elements to it. The
Bucky Dent,
the Bleep and Boone home run.
I love it.
And then there was the when the Red Sox got their own redemption down 3-0 and came back and won 4-3. So I think for sure, if you were to go through it, I think Yankees Red Sox for most people would probably be another one. Now there's a local one. Giants Dodgers.
That is great.
Giants Dodgers is
it's still heated. Yeah, we saw that this year. It's
pretty
heated.
High up there. You know, we talked to Brian Johnson one time when we
catcher.
Were yeah, and he,
didn't he go to Skyline? Yeah.
He's a local kid, but that's definitely very high up there. Maybe if it was switched. Well, no, because I mean, it's high up there. I don't think it's Red Sox Yankees, but I think that it's close. It's within the vicinity. I mentioned Muhammad Ali, Joe Frazier. If you want to do people ones, Bill Russell, Wilt Chamberlain,
Magic Bird.
Magic Bird is a good one.
And back to football, Pittsburgh-Dallas.
Pittsburgh-Dallas?
Yeah, you know, they played. They hooked up a couple times in the Super Bowl. You were young, though.
I know.
This is for me coming up, not now.
I know. My problem with that one is that they don't play each other.
Well, they were getting to the Super Bowl pretty frequently, so they hooked up in the Super Bowl. So that used to be a storied rivalry.
I got you, but can it really be a rivalry if you're? I mean, I guess the amount of pressure on the game elevates it, but the frequency is not there. You know what I mean?
Okay, like, I got you.
The stakes are high, but I feel like it's got to be a divisional. Like Ravens Steelers would be a modern day
fierce.
One.
Yeah,
right.
Very fierce.
The Ravens have been around for how long?
Yeah.
Not that long. That's a good one. When I think Cowboys, I would think probably more Cowboys and the team that plays in Washington.
When did you turn into this guy, this politically correct guy? The Redskins.
I'm for the union. I'm for whatever. What's it called? I'm for the movement.
Whatever. Yeah.
I'm for the movement.
That's the answer.
Hey, man, the baseball team that plays in Cleveland lost the World Series.
What about Oakland A's? If I said Oakland A's, do they have one?
Here's the thing.
Giants.
I'm glad that you brought that up. The Giants are probably higher as a kid that grew up in the Coliseum. I can't tell you a team. I mean, Dodgers comes to mind just because of the Kirk Gibson thing.
Yeah.
But I mean, how is that really? Angels. I mean, really?
No, that's a good. It ain't
the
bad,
Angels of Anaheim. I mean, they're in the division, but I don't see that as a rivalry at all. Yeah,
early 2000s. Yeah,
yes, and then you had the. What do you even call the tens? What's the second? You have the early 2000s and then the early tens? Early double digits, anyways, with the Josh Hamilton dropping the fly ball. I don't look at the Angels and think rivalry at all. I don't look at the Mariners and think rivalry at all. Damn sure not Houston,
who
just got here.
You're on the right track.
And the Rangers also. It's never felt like, I mean, yes, the Angels would probably be the closest pick, but it doesn't feel like a rivalry.
Well, to me, when the A's, it's the Giants. I'm sorry. That is like Niner Raiders.
I would say, and they play six times a year, I would say that the Giants are a bigger rival to the A's than the Angels are. But what say you? 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570. In light of the big game being played in Berkeley, we're doing biggest sports rivalries. Here's one that we haven't mentioned that is really good. North Carolina Duke. That's a pretty good one.
Yeah, here lately hasn't been great, but that's a very...
What do you mean hasn't been great as of lately?
It hasn't been, you know, early 2000s. You know, it's been kind of...
I disagree with you on that. It's been great. They're both always great.
You know, I'm going back to like Jerry Stackhouse era where, you know, pros are just popping off the trees for both
Coach
teams.
Coach K and Roy Williams has both of their teams. I mean, North Carolina's been down a little bit over the past couple of years.
I'm giving it to you. But here lately, Zach, I just don't, you know, you don't got those studs going to the league and dominate.
What about A-Rod and Derek Jeter? I'm just going. I like the players more than I like the teams.
Okay, I was like,
because they're fun.
Yeah.
Because the Wilt Chamberlain, Bill Russell one was they hated each other. It was more. Yeah, Peyton Brady's
look
a good
at
one.
You.
World
good
Wide
one.
West. What about Michigan, Ohio State?
That's up there.
That's got to be up there,
that's
right?
Juice. That's juicy. As Biggie say.
Let's go golf. Arnold Palmer versus Jack Nicklaus. That's a good player one right there. Auburn, Alabama's pretty serious.
No, that's
didn't
pretty,
they
that's
poison real. A tree in that rivalry?
Hey, yeah, and somebody had to go to court on that, Jack.
Yeah, you can't poison a tree. He's banned from the city of Auburn now.
Yeah,
apparently.
But Alabama
World
has so many rivalries. It's like whoever they play, Iron Eagle. It's just, yeah.
What about
War Eagle.
Army Navy.
Oh, it's up there.
I like the Army Navy one. Lakers Celtics. I mean, we said
West didn't like.
We said Magic and Bird.
Yeah.
But if you want to extend that even further, it's Lakers Celtics.
Oh yeah, most that the Kurt Rambis, clothesline.
Oh yeah, all that. And again, my only argument against that one is that they don't play each other enough because they're not technically in the same division. But they, you know, they always go for that. Who has the most amount of titles? You've seen that, right? They're always going back and forth. Remember, because when Kobe would go, and then the Celtics got one, then the Lakers got another one.
It was on and popping.
Yeah, Packers, Bears? What's the Packers' biggest rival?
The Jay Cutler era in Chicago has killed that.
That's true. That's true.
Bumgardner, Kershaw.
Yeah, not bad.
Well, we talked
if
about
we're going
John's
players.
Dodgers, yeah.
What about Jerry Rice, Deion Sanders?
Well, no? That was good while it lasted.
Yeah, only problem is they won a Super Bowl together one year. You can't be rivals and play together. All right, let's go to the phone line, see what you say. Alex in San Francisco. Go ahead, Alex.
Hey, guys, thanks for having me on. I have a formula for you guys to use when you're figuring out the best rivalries in sports, which, by the way, is definitely Giants-Dodgers.
We're going sabermetrics here, Alex. I like it. Go ahead.
Exactly. So we're going amplitude times frequency. Amplitude, obviously, being how big the rivalry is, you know, how much the fans show up, how much the players show up, how important the game is, and then frequency, how often it happens. And that's why I think I go Giants-Dodgers. I mean, we're talking 30-plus games a year plus playoffs. And it's been happening for, 100 years? So it's, in my mind, that's an easy one. You can use a scale of 1 through 10 for each of those figures.
Okay, so how does it beat Yankees-Red Sox?
Well, you know, I'm biased. We're out here. But, you know, I don't see the passion out of those teams every single year in, year out. I think Dodger fans and Giants fans are some of the most passionate people in sports.
Okay. All right. Thank you for the phone call, Alex. I thought we were going to get something. I liked the formula, but I just don't. I mean, basically, he said he was biased. That's why he picked the Giants and the Dodgers.
And I think
over
we got a winner now, Zach.
What's that?
From Lisa, one of my 6,000 Twitter followers. I mean, what, I think it's six. Lisa
six,
Delaney.
Six?
Delaney63 said USA versus Russia in anything.
Stretching it out,
yeah,
passports.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, West didn't like it. He said not anymore.
Here's an interesting tidbit when it comes to Manning and Brady. It's not only Peyton Manning. It's also Eli who's given Brady his only two Super Bowl
losses.
So it's really the Manning brothers versus Brady. I like that one a lot. Let's go back to the phone lines. Marv in East Oakland. Go ahead, Marv.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
What's up?
I can give you guys.
This is the PTI guy. Where you been, Marv?
I've been working a lot.
Okay.
Hey, it's still all good though. Hey, check this out. I can give you guys the biggest rivalry, and also it's the oldest rivalry in the history of sports. Do you guys know what it is?
No, give it to me. Probably something soccer related.
No, it's football. It's the oldest rivalry in the history of all sports.
Okay, give it to us.
Michigan-Ohio State.
Nope. It's out of the Patriot League. And you can look it up.
Man, just tell us. What are you doing here? Just tell us, Marv.
It's Lafayette University versus Lehigh out of the Patriot League. They go back to the mid-1800s. Yeah. They were two colleges.
Those
right,
are all
Marv.
Facts.
All right, Marv, we love you.
Those
we're
are
have
all
to
facts,
let you go.
Marv. We believe
yes,
you.
Yes. Just because it's the oldest rivalry does not make it the best rivalry.
Can I clarify my North Carolina Duke? It was a 10 out of 10. I'm just saying here lately in the last few years, the programs have not produced pros like they once did. I'm not saying it didn't rank. I got a guy just all up, yeah. Need some mosquito
Well, I
pellet.
Disagreed with you, so it's probably me texting in and giving
and
a fake name.
And what about Dr. J versus Larry Bird? Philadelphia 76ers and Celtics back in the Billy Cunningham days.
Not
in the
bad.
NBA.
They played a lot in the
they
playoffs.
They played a lot, didn't like each other.
See, I like the ones where they don't have to necessarily be in the same division, but they have to be in the same conference. So they met up a ton in the playoffs, and I like that one. That's not bad.
San Jose State, Santa Clara? the lights almost went dim. Whoa.
Daryl the Guru Johnson, Zachariah, 95.7 The Game, taking your calls. Biggest rivalries, 888-957-9570.
That was a joke, and it was some love for Steve Nash, though, his alma mater in there. That's all.
Have we gone this far without saying Broncos Raiders?
Wow.
Because if you listen to Greg Papa hates the Broncos more than anything in the world.
The donkeys, he calls them.
When it was the AFC Championship game, he had no idea what to do when it was Broncos-Brady because he hates them both. Broncos-Raiders should not go unsaid.
And ooh. Steelers, yeah. Raiders?
No. Steelers, Ravens, and I already said that one.
Yeah, and the Raiders and Steelers do have, but here recently hasn't been a big one. But, you know, the Immaculate Reception, which was a legal play, you know, enabled them to move on.
An underrated one, and I don't know if it's more recent now that Michigan State's gotten good, but Michigan State, Michigan, they hate each other. I know Michigan State's biggest rival is Ohio State, but Michigan State, Michigan hate each other. I bet you Michigan State would pick them over anybody else. How about tennis?
Ooh,
Jimmy
so
Connors and John McEnroe.
That's it.
That used to be good. That used to be. Oh, Agassi Sampras is a great one, World Wide West.
It's making me mad that we can't watch that now. So, yeah, don't go in on the tennis.
I used to always, Federer and Nadal's good.
Look at you.
I always still root. Federer and Nadal is technically still going on. I always root for Nadal in those two. And when it was Agassi, Sampras, which kind of guy were you?
Agassi.
Me too.
Until I found out his hair wasn't.
But you know he lost it, right?
Yeah.
And then he married Steffi Graf, and they made some baby that's going to be the greatest tennis player ever. He's going to break every race. He's going to start winning majors in like, is it majors? It's majors in tennis, right?
You're saying this. They're not going to, nobody else is saying this, right?
What?
That he's going to break his destiny.
It's Steffi Graf and Andre Agassi's
He probably
spawn.
Won't even like tennis, Zach.
The kid is going to destroy
it's
tennis.
It's like two pretty people
make
and
an ugly person.
Kid. I don't get it.
Two ugly people
like,
make
hey,
a pretty
look
person.
Who you handsome? Who's your mom? How? I don't get it. Anymore.
Let's go to Josh in Oakland. What's up, Josh? What's up, man?
How are you?
We're great. What do you got?
Well, okay, so I got two things. One is that in California, people don't have that much invested in sports.
Wow.
The biggest rivalry in California, the biggest contest here is probably like Sensimillo versus Indica or Chardonnay versus IPA. The reality of it is that if you want to get into serious rivalry, first of all, it's got to be ultra high stakes. And that means one time a year you get a chance to reset who gets to talk for the whole next year. And I've been to this game more times than I can count. And I will tell you that in the South, when Florida and Florida State get it on at the end of the season, it is high stakes, it is intense, and whoever wins gets to talk trash for a year. That's what a rivalry is about. It's not about playing over and over and over like the Giants and the Dodgers. It's about you win and you talk, you lose and you shut up.
Mm. All right. Exactly. Thank you for the phone call. I think there's some legs to that.
Yeah, a lot of validity.
If you play so many times, it kind of numbs the rivalry. But if you play once at the end of the year and then you have bragging rights until the next year, which is what started this whole conversation with the big game.
And we didn't even mention the Cowboys Niners when Deion was going back and forth and for the that was fierce.
Yeah, that's
they
a good
hated
one.
Each other, Zach.
That's
and
a good it, one for
and
sure.
Not only that, the games didn't disappoint. I got a lot of people here, UCLA, USC. Yeah, wake me up. You know, I watch it, but it's just, you know what I mean? That hate is not there. And real quick, Muhammad Ali, everybody he fought was a Joe Frazier. We got Ken Norton. Okay, you know, it goes on.
Yeah, but Joe Frazier was the
smoking Joe.
He was the real rival.
That was bad.
That was the, I mean, because Muhammad Ali didn't have a lot of competition like he did with Frazier. And those fights were absolutely insane. What's this Yale thing you keep putting up back there for the audience that doesn't know? Oh, okay. I thought you were. Wasn't there a rival though that somebody was saying Harvard, Yale, or something like that? Is that's a big time rival? Okay, all right.
I almost went to Yale.
Look, you guys get your degrees and you get your, you know, all your high paying jobs and you become lawyers and doctors. You don't get to mix in with the sports world and get in on this rival conversation. All right, let's go to Luke in San Jose. What's up, Luke?
Yeah, I got to say, the biggest sports rivalry isn't based in the U.S. It's got to be Real Madrid and Barcelona. They play.
I saw that. But
who is this, Rick Tittle?
No. We're doing American ones. That is, you're definitely right. And look, America is the only place where soccer is not the most popular sport.
Football.
And thank you, Luke, for the phone call. But yeah, I've seen most of the lists that I was taking a look at. They all had that as number one. And I understand how big soccer is everywhere else. But the problem is, we're not everywhere else. We're here.
Yeah. And the Raider Broncos. Care. I grew up with that, Zach. That was it back then. Craig Morton, Raiders. I mean, they hated each other, man.
Yeah. I also, I can't believe we went that long without saying Cowboys, Niners.
Yeah, that was fierce.
Because they were always, and they were, you know what, they were always preventing each other from winning a Super Bowl.
And it was almost like the winner, that was the Super Bowl, because the winner was going to go on and beat whoever represented the AFC. It was great.
Steve Young, the reason why it took him so long to win a Super Bowl is that the Cowboys kept stopping him from getting there. And then that's why when he finally beat him, that's when he got there.
Well,
so
when he just beat the crap out of the Chargers in the Super Bowl, Steve Young did.
Yeah. They also needed Deion Sanders.
So did Dallas.
Who then signed with Dallas the next year and then won it. So, you know, Biggie versus Pop.
Now, that could be it. I think that's the winner, Zach.
No, because that's not even a rivalry because, I guess, just because there's a winner one way or the other, it was a huge rivalry. I
mean, there was never a winner disclaimer. You know,
Tupac's the winner.
Well, believe that, but
everybody.
You go to the Bronx or wherever, it's Biggie.
Let's go to Bartender Sam in Oakland. What's up, Bartender Sam?
Hey, how's it going, fellas? I've got a couple that I wanted to go over with you. I also wanted to say, too, the first two people who were speaking, I don't know who they are, but they should never be allowed to talk on the radio again.
All right,
here's my list. iPhone versus Android, you got to throw that up there. Yellowstone versus Yosemite, you're welcome. 85 Bears offense versus the 85 Bears defense, specifically Buddy Ryan versus Mike Ditka.
Oh, that's good.
Good one. Army versus Navy, you're welcome. United States of America, Armed Forces, come on, man. What's wrong with you people?
Sam, we said that one already. Sam, we said that one already. All right, keep
Sorry
going.
Sorry about that.
All right.
More. Missouri versus Kansas, I'm a Mizzou alum, so I got to say, shout out. And then last but not least, Texas A&M versus Texas. They don't do it anymore. Texas A&M needs a 100-foot-tall stack of logs called the bonfire. They had to quit doing it because it fell over and killed somebody. So, but other than that, still dopest rivalry in American sports. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Bartender Sam. Yeah, we did do Army versus Navy, but I didn't hear about that. What was that, a bonfire story? Was somebody died?
Yeah.
That reminded me of the Scott Oster story where, like, I don't know, it was like early 1900s or maybe late 1800s or whatever the hell it was, and the stands fell down, like 17 people died. Remember I mentioned it Thursday night.
Hey, but we forgot Sugar Ray Leonard versus Marvin Hagler.
Oh, how could we forget that? I'm not – Holyfield Tyson is way more up to my speed.
I was at that fight, and then he bit his ear. Tyson did.
We've had conflicting reports on this thing because you said it was also the same night that Pac got shot and that didn't
No, I was
up.
In Vegas both nights.
Oh, okay.
So you're right.
All right.
Yeah.
The Knicks and the Heat.
Now that's go ahead.
At one point, remember the Jeff? Wasn't that the
Van
Jeff
Gundy,
Van Gundy leg thing?
Yeah. He could shake him off.
God, those weren't even basketball games. Those were just street fights.
You
with
can't
the ball
play that
and
way
hoop.
Anymore. Yeah, it was like wrestling mixed with hoop.
That was heavily influenced in changing the rules for
what
for
about
basketball.
Serena versus Venus? No, because
no,
Venus never
sisters.
Won. That makes it more.
No, Serena doesn't have any rivals. I mean, I'm with you. They did go head to head, but Serena won every single time.
There you go.
Let's go to Eric in Sunnyvale.
The Red River Showdown, Texas versus Oklahoma, and also USC versus Notre Dame.
Ooh, I like that one. SC versus
Texas,
Notre Dame.
What about Miami versus Notre Dame?
The criminals against the convicts against the Christians.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you, Eric. Good phone call. Let's go to Josh in Concord. What's up, Josh?
Not much. But my rival was the Harbaugh brothers when Jim was still coaching the Niners and they were playing the Ravens.
Yeah, just not
one,
enough. They
one really
Super
big
Bowl.
Game. Yeah. Brothers in the Super Bowl is pretty good. Thank you, Josh. That's not bad. And the parents had to come out. They had the press conferences 2 weeks
ago. Just not
of
enough,
hype.
Though. It was one game.
And it was a great game as well.
Now, on the high school level, for me, Union City, James Logan versus Washington Huskies. I know that excites you.
Let's talk about a real rivalry, Cal versus Stanford. Mark Purdy Bird, and we'll get back to your calls, 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570. But Mark Purdy, sports columnist for the Bay Area News Group, is live from California Memorial Stadium.
Now back to Zachariah and the Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Welcome back, Bay Area, 95.7 The Game. Daryl the Guru Johnson, Zachariah coming on 95.7 The Game. Daryl the Guru Johnson and Zachariah coming up at 1:45. A lot of people fired up about this rivalry talk. We'll get back to that, plus talk a little bit about the game. I've got some stuff to get off my chest. When are we doing Guru's Gripes? We're going to do Jambalaya 145.
445. No, that's the word. Excuse me. 430.
245, maybe. We'll figure it out. Yeah. Because I got some stuff to get off my chest. I'm going to have my first gripe is going to be Cal. And we're going to do that next, plus the biggest rivalries in the sport. 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570, text line 95795. To help us with that, live from California Memorial Stadium, not only the place I live, but the place that I graduated and my favorite city for obvious reasons, sports columnist for the Bay Area News Group. He is Mark Purdy on Twitter, at Merc Purdy. Mark, how are you? Staying dry out there?
I am at the top of my game, and I'm in the press box, so I am indeed dry.
Before we get to the actual game, Mark, I'm wondering. We were just doing this whole segment on biggest sports rivalries. Guru and I both agreed that it's got to be Yankees Red Sox. But when you think biggest sports rivalry, it doesn't have to be teams; it could be players too. What's the first thing that comes to your mind?
Well, remember how old I am. So Muhammad Ali and Joe Frazier.
Yeah, you know? That one.
We've heard it.
That one came up. That was an amazing one. Yeah.
Good for you guys.
So does the rainy, sloppy weather favor either Cal or Stanford today?
It probably doesn't matter. I would say when you're the underdog, usually the weather is better for you. So I guess you would say Cal, because the weather creates more goofy plays and turnovers and so forth. And so if Cal needs a few plays like that today to win. So I would say Cal, but in terms of the way they play the game, they both kind of, you know, Stanford probably can run the ball better. I don't know. I don't think the weather will be a factor. I think it's going to stop raining before the kickoff anyway. Right now it's let up and it's pretty drippy still, but I don't think weather's going to be a huge factor in the game, to tell you the truth. Thank you. Christian McCaffrey, let's say this. Christian McCaffrey will have about five times more effect than the weather today.
Mark, when you look back at the Cardinals season, they came in with so much hope. David Shaw was being mentioned as a possible NFL candidate in regard to head coaching. Where did it go wrong in your estimation?
You know, I think the fact that they had to break in a new quarterback. They started the season with a different quarterback than the quarterback they have now. I think the offensive line didn't gel initially. And these are 20-year-old kids. So they just hit that rough patch. And now they played pretty well the last couple of weeks. I think that but they were not going to be and early on, there was too much, I think, put on Christian McCaffrey's shoulders. He's a great football player, but he can't do everything, and he certainly can't play defense. So I think they're probably a little better than their record shows, but they're probably right about where they should be. I think they were overrated at the start of the season, I guess is what I'm saying. Is that what I'm saying? I think that sounds like what I'm saying.
Sounded like what you were saying to me. When it comes to Cal, a question very near and dear to my heart: what are your thoughts on Sonny Dykes? I'm torn. When they win a high scoring game, I'm thrilled. But over the last three games that they've lost, obviously it's been by an average margin of 31.7 points. So I can't stand it when their defense looks terrible. And I'm just wondering: is he going to ever make any adjustments, or is Cal going to have to make adjustments when it comes to the position?
Well, you asked a really good question. I come here today kind of thinking that's probably what my column's going to be about, no matter what happens, is about Dykes and what his future is here. It isn't just here, but his previous stops, he's had teams like this where they score a lot of points, but they can't stop anybody on defense. And I think that's a structural thing, an architectural thing, in the way you recruit players and the way you hire coaches and the emphasis you put on that. And Sonny is one of these guys, obviously, that believes he wants to outscore you. He's not worried about stopping you that much because he thinks he can outscore you. And sometimes that works, but more often I think it doesn't, particularly at a Power 5 conference like this. So he's got to sign. And it comes down to choices, guys, like, you know this. If you recruit a kid that plays both offense and defense and is a really good athlete, do you put him on defense or do you put him on offense? And sometimes to recruit the kid, you got to promise him he's going to play offense or defense. But once he gets to your place, if you know, you can work on trying to switch it if you think he's going to help you on defense. Dykes has done that with one or two players, but he's got to, I think, peel this back and see structurally how they can do this different. Otherwise, I don't think he's probably – I think he'll still be the coach here at Berkeley next season. But beyond that, I mean, I think next year is probably going to be – they can't keep doing this. They need to get to a bowl game. And, I mean, they have under Dykes, but they need to be consistent 7, 8, 9 game winners. You know, under Jeff Tedford, they had that great run. And then Tedford kind of, I don't know what happened. He lost his way. He's not Fresno State. It'll be interesting to see who he does. But I think, I've seen enough Stanford-Cal games to know a lot of stuff can happen. And maybe he'll surprise us today. And if they win, all will be well. And I think they'll beat UCLA the next week and go to the Rose Bowl. But, go to a bowl game. But, I think there are some structural questions that Dykes needs to confront here.
Mark Purdy, Bay Area News Group, live from California Memorial Stadium. Zach and Guru here on 95.7 The Game.
Mark, the Niners are going to welcome one of the best quarterbacks to ever do it here tomorrow in Tom Brady. But speaking of quarterbacks, a lot of people call me crazy in regard to Kaepernick. Mark, I think the last 2 or 3 weeks, I feel like the light has come on and he's played a tad bit better. And the team is a big mess, but do you think he's doing anything to help his chances get a job come next season if he's not on the Niners?
Oh, sure. It'll be, you know, he's playing a little bit better every week. There are a lot of course, questions about, how much money would he want to go somewhere else? How much money? I mean, they're going to have to redo his contract with the 49ers if he ends up staying here. But how much money? Basically, he's kind of deciding how much money he's going to be earning next year with all this, wherever he plays. Yet to be decided is how his social activist stance plays in terms of what kind of contract he might get. But I think he's making steady progress. He's still can be frustrating. But look, that's not the greatest roster around him. I'm curious to see again what happens tomorrow, because you know Bill Belichick will figure out what Kaepernick's weaknesses are, and that'll be a tough assignment for them tomorrow. And I'm curious. Kaepernick, he's maddening in the sense that he'll have a couple good series. You'll go like, now he's getting it, and then he'll just have a series where it was the last home game against New Orleans that I covered. He had like 7, 8 incompletions in a row, many of them just way off target. And then the next series, he was fine. I don't get it. I guess I need maybe a quarterback technique coach or something to explain to me what he's doing wrong. But he is doing better, but they're still not winning. I don't know. How do you guys think that plays? How many teams are going to want to be interested in him if he, let's say he plays about the way he has, but they don't win? What do you think?
I think it all depends on Trent Baalke. I think he and Baalke hate each other, and I think if Baalke goes, then he'll probably stay depending on how he plays the rest of the season. And I think if Baalke stays, I don't think it matters how he plays. He'll be playing in a different uniform next year.
Yeah. Well, I don't think Baalke's going to be here. I mean, that's my opinion.
Yeah.
But then the other half of that is, well, who replaces him, and what does Kaepernick think of that? And now we're talking structurally again. I mean, I think this is what a lot of fans don't stop and really consider. I mean, I've been covering pro football since 1978. I was in Cincinnati, covering the Bengals then, and Paul Brown was the general manager, one of the architects of pro football, period. And he was at practice almost every day, and I learned real fast. If he's there, go stand next to him and keep your mouth shut. You might learn something. And, you know, I learned a lot from him about that. You know, this is a game where, you know, we see what happens on Sunday, but it's all set up by the architecture. The drafting is not just going out with a stopwatch and finding the best guys. You've got to decide early on, how are you going to play football? How are you going to get the players that play that kind of football that you want to play? And how are you going to hire coaches to coach that kind of football you want to play? And the general manager, or sometimes, I'm sure in New England's case, the coach has a big, has a bigger say in that. But, you know, to me, that's been Balky's bugaboo. He just is a guy with a stopwatch who goes out and tries to draft the best players, but the architecture is not there. He says there was one point where he said he wanted to run the football. We're going to run the football, but then, this was last year, right? Then he ended up with running backs that, Carlos Hyde's good, but he got hurt. And then he had Reggie Bush, who always gets hurt and did get hurt. And then he had these other guys that were just kind of guys, right? Drone and Davis and all these guys. I mean, if you're going to run the ball, you better stack your team with running backs and you better get an offensive line that works. I mean, if I'm Colin Kaepernick, I want to know about the architecture. How are we setting up this team? And how would I fit in? And so that's why it's if Balky's gone, that might make his decision easier. But I'm going to want to ask who's replacing him and what kind of football are we going to play? Sorry to get too detailed.
No, it's all good. Okay. We love him.
Did that make sense?
Yeah, of course it does.
And one thing Paul Brown used to say to me was, you know, it's, you know, the difference between pro football and you know, college football. Pro football really is pitch and catch. At heart, pro football is pitch and catch. And I said, Paul, you know, you had Jim Brown on your team. He goes, did you ever see how many times we threw him the ball? And you've probably seen those old NFL films, right?
Yeah.
Paul Brown kind of invented the little swing pass to the running back, who was Jim Brown, right? And so that's the way they got him into space, and he gained a lot of his yards as a receiver, as well as a running back. So I've always thought about that. So, you know, if it's pitch and catch, then if the pitch and catch is what's been working, and it has, witness Tom Brady, right? That's, to me, what you've got to concentrate on. And, we'll see how it all plays out. But
yeah, I know. Just look at the Raiders. Mark Purdy, sports columnist for the Bay Area News.
I love your show because you add that content that you chimed in, and you're exactly right. Look at the Raiders. They decided architecturally we're going to play football this way. We're going to draft a great young quarterback and get one great or one excellent wide receiver and free agent and draft the kid who's going to be great. Right.
Bay Area News Group at Merck Purdy on Twitter. Mark Purdy, enjoy the game. Go Bears.
Okay, good. I don't have a dog in the sun. I'm from the Midwest. I'm a Big Ten guy.
Hey, Mark.
Northwestern.
This may be a dumb question. Is it packed?
No. I think the rain's keeping people away.
Okay.
And you know, it's, you know,
they're all drinking. They'll be there by 2:30. I know my Bears. They'll be there.
Well, kickoff's 2:30. I'd say they'll all be here by 3:30.
All right. Enjoy the game, Mark.
All right. Always fun, guys.
There you go. Mark Purdy, Bay Area.
They'll be
News
there,
Group.
Zach. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah,
they'll be there.
They're all at
getting lubricated.
They're all on Durant. All right. They're all doing their thing. All right. 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570. We'll get back to your rivalry calls. And much more.
Harmon will probably try to swim it, and he does. Ball comes loose, and the Bears have to get out of bounds. Rodgers along the sideline, another one. They're still in deep trouble at midfield. They tried to do a couple of... The ball is still loose as they get it to Rodgers. They give it back now to the 30. They're down to the 20.
The Bears have won! Oh, my God! The most amazing, sensational, dramatic, heartrending, exciting, thrilling finish in the history of college football.
Wow.
Now, back to Zachariah and the Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Welcome back, Bay Area, 95.7 The Game. He is Daryl the Guru Johnson. I am Zachariah. What a call there. Obviously, it depends on whether or not you went to Cal or Stanford, but I love every minute of that. That is Joe Starkey.
Wow.
Here's a little known fact that no one's going to care about, but I'm going to say
it
anyway.
And I got one after you. Go ahead.
I have a friend named Joe Starkey. I'm not kidding.
What line of business is he in?
He did like city planning for transportation or whatever. But his name is literally Joe Starkey, so he wants me to pull my sports strings. I told him I don't have any strings to pull, but
you got some, Zach.
He wants to Joe Starkey. What a play or whatever. The band is on the field. Sign,
the band is on the field.
Sign Joe Starkey. He wants an autograph to his own namesake.
You gonna help him?
I'm gonna try, but we don't. Do we even get Cal passes? If I wanted to go to a Cal game as a media member, would I even be able to go? I don't know how that works. Probably be able
just
to figure
say
it
I'm Zachariah from 95.7 The Game, yeah. And I'm sure they'll be like, "Sir, what would you like to drink?"
That'll
and
get me kicked out. All right, what was your random tidbit?
If they had review back then, that play would have got called back.
I've heard that. Don't they say?
No, I'm a Cal guy. I just
don't they say that about a lot of like really famous old plays?
Yeah, but there were so many illegal forward laterals.
Yeah. I know, and somebody was down at one point too.
Right,
I think,
but the band member that got hit in this day and age, he would have sued and got paid.
You know who the quarterback was for Stanford that day?
John Elway.
Very good. Absolutely. All right, let's get back to some more rivalries. It wouldn't be a show without our good friend Mitch in New Jersey. What's the best rivalry, Mitch?
How's it going, boys? Is that okay, man?
Yeah, it's all
you
good.
You don't have an issue with that, right?
No. Now when you say boys, you know what I'm saying? You couldn't just call Guru that, you know what I'm saying?
Or you.
Or me.
Oh, why not? We're friends. Yeah. Hey, Guru, I want you 6,000 Twitter followers, but, you know, I'm sorry. I don't have a show for. I'm making my deliveries. You know, yet I'm not big at my company.
Mitch, this is how lies get. This is how lies get spread. Now he's saying 6,000. Guru was
actually three.
He was exaggerating.
Right.
What's the biggest rivalry?
And Zach, you never answer my tweet too. You mean you could do a little dictation to your secretary to answer my tweets once in a blue moon.
Oh, wow. I got you. Damn, Mitch, calling out, man. Mitch, tell us what the biggest rivalry is. Tell us what the biggest rivalry over here making complaints.
I'm not making complaints. I'm just joking, Josh, around. It's not a complaint. I would have complained a long time. How about USA and Russia? No, I'm just kidding. Now, stick with sports. I would say Oakland Raiders' biggest rivalry is Kansas City Chiefs. And then I got USC, UCLA. And, of course, USC is going to win. That quarterback, they have a good quarterback now, Sam Darnell. Wait, next year, those two teams are going to be much better. And when we're thinking with the Heisman race, I would think with Jackson losing, Louisville choking there against Houston, I think Darnell Darnell Pumphrey,
mm-hmm.
I think he has a chance to win the Heisman. I think he's having a better year, better than Christian McCaffrey there, by the way. I know he had a couple of injuries this year. That's just my opinion.
Yeah, he's averaging over 200 rush yards per game. Thank you for the phone call, Mitch.
Have a good one, buddy.
Yeah, you too. Well, did you say he was making deliveries? Should have asked him what he was delivering, or maybe we shouldn't have asked him.
You need to respond to Mitch more.
Mitch went in on us,
you
man.
You want to get high?
Calling over here and making all these demands.
He went Machiavelli.
He did. I appreciate that, though. So I guess UCLA, USC has a little more legs. Our man Toad Quest back there.
Yeah, same city, but other than that.
Yeah, I get it. I could see it, though. Down there, I bet you it's huge. I mean, I'm just saying more from a national standpoint. I don't think people would list that high on the list of rivalries.
Yeah, and to me, as earlier I said Red Sox, Yankees.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about the Giant Dodgers, and it was the Brooklyn. So you still got
goes from
that.
The East Coast to the,
man,
yeah.
It travels
well. Well, if it was still out there, then it probably would be with the East Coast bias. Let's go to Eric in El Cerrito. Go Gauchos. What's up, Eric?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, man? What do you got?
You guys are a little young for this, but the best Triple Crown rivalry that there ever was, affirmed Aladar.
Okay. I don't know what that is, but
if you go back and you look back and say there was the Triple Crown works with the Kentucky Derby, Preakness, all that stuff.
Yeah.
They were literally neck to neck all three races. It was the most exciting Triple Crown races probably in the history of the Triple Crown, and all three races were just like, and Affirmed won the Triple Crown that year with Aladar right behind him every step of the way, all three races. So, and then locally, I can't believe nobody's said this yet, Raiders-Niners. There is no bigger rivalry in the Bay Area than Raiders-Niners.
Thank you for the phone call, Eric. Yeah, the problem is they only play once every four years.
But, and when they do, we're not doubting that there's real hatred.
Oh, that means you talked about that being the turning point for the Raiders when the Raiders beat the Niners over at the Coliseum.
Yeah. So from the 925 text line, Davis family versus the NFL.
That's not bad. Yeah. Also from the 408, I'm pretty confident that was the first person who y'all interviewed who said they like y'all.
Wow.
Okay, see, first of all, we're very
hate.
Well liked.
You know what I mean?
Well, you got to read the hate along with the good.
I like the hate.
Yeah, I know you do.
Because if you listen through the hate, you really like it.
Okay, that was profound.
Guru math.
Let's go to Tyler in San Jose. Guru math. Go ahead, Tyler.
Hey, Zach and Guru, how you guys doing?
Great. What do you got?
I got the best rivalry. Might not have the most history, but this is our rivalry. A's Giants. Did you see that series this year? That was fire.
Yeah, Tyler, people have been bringing that up, and I would say that I consider the Giants to be more of a rival to the A's than the Angels.
But is that bigger because we're here in the Bay, the UCLA-USC thing, or from a national perspective, is A's Giants?
Probably not
no,
something.
But I'm with you.
It's, like Tyler said, it hasn't been going on long enough.
Yeah.
When the A's play the Giants, the intensity of those guys, forget the Dodgers, forget the Angels, man. Those games are the best games of the year.
I agree. Thank you for the phone call, Tyler.
And they are.
Yeah. But, again, I like it when it's in the division, you know. And the beauty is now with Interleague, they do play six times a year. So it's not like they're playing once every 4 years like the Raiders and the Niners. That's why I can't do the Raiders-Niners thing.
They play twice. I like it. One here
two
and
sets
one across
of three.
The bridge.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, everybody's got to get some love. Let's go to Cameron in Redwood City. Go ahead, Cameron.
Hey, first-time caller. I love you guys' show.
Thank you.
My rivalry is Manning-Brady.
Yeah, we did that one. And the beauty of that one, Cameron, is that it's not only Tom Brady, it's also Eli. I mean, it's not only Peyton Manning, it's also Eli Manning, because he's the one who took two Super Bowls from him.
Those were honestly two of my favorite Super Bowls I've ever watched.
All right. Thank you, Cameron. Appreciate the phone call. We'll get back to your calls on that, 888-957-9570, as well as get into some Raiders talk, that Loch Ness monster that I kept talking about, Alden Smith, and not knowing what the hell was going on with him. We know a little bit more now, so we'll get to that. We'll get to your calls, 888-957-9570. Text line 957-95.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better over
here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.